The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cause my got thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talking Heads with Naughty. You thought you was rid of me, eh? No, I'm here one more time. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty today. We're going to have a good time today. We can talk some stuff I like to talk about, which is sports at 5 o'clock, but we can talk some stuff I like to drink sometimes as well. So welcome to Talking Heads. Naughty, I think he said me don't call the airline, so I ain't going to call the airline, but it's flight delayed. So whenever he reach. But until such time, you stuck with Pearly, and we can try ourselves a wonderful day on July the 5th. Quick happy birthday to my godson, Kenneth Bethel Jr. He turned, I don't know how old he is today, but his birthday is today. Happy birthday, Kenneth. What's in the headlines for today? The Nassau Guardian. Pinder, just my good friend, you know. Pinder says he hopes Cornish spoke in error. South Abaco MP, we have a duty to serve. You know, member North Abaco said he's the Prime Minister of Abaco. I already started my campaign for the Prime Minister at Chippenham. I got about 3 people say they backing me, so I just working on a couple more people. Then we have an eye election. I don't know who's dry run against me, but I know I can win. RBDF Marine in custody in relation to shooting. Marshall Road murder suspect on bail for 2 murders. I can hold that. Somebody's saying hi to me. Mitch decries attacks on PM over GBPA controversy. Mitchell, sorry, chairman of the PLP, Mitchell, upset that people attacking the Prime Minister on this, on the row, I call it, between the government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority. I hope they ain't mad at me because we talked about it on the show the other day, but I was only asking questions. See, I'm from Chippenham, New Providence, so I don't quite know much about it. I know what the agreement stands for, and I know what's going on there, but I rather have Grand Bahamians talk about it. In the business section, it says British Colonial to fully reopen for the winter period. Anybody who ever take the Bahama Host is a part in the Bahamas program. They talk about the British Colonials and that burnt down and the role it played in tourism. It's quite interesting. DPM Cooper, this is going to be good for the room capacity as well as downtown area. Some owners of dilapidated East Street buildings want demolition. VP Scotia, pilot project for Family Island Banking in a few months. That's some good news. Feature of National Aviation Strategic Plan highlighted. And you know, I like mentioning what gas looking like. Same thing as yesterday. Rubus 562, SO 570, and Shell 563 a gallon. I was telling somebody that I remember when gas is 56 cents a gallon. Let's not talk about that. Then you know how old I am. But that was back in the day. Let's do some housekeeping before we get into our guests. They say, for all shows, I must read this. On Monday, July 10th, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas will turn 50 years old. The National Independence Secretariat invited the entire Bahamas and guests from around the world to join in the celebration. On the greatest day of July, July 7th, that's my birthday, I got to put that plug in there again, is National Pride Day. So you have pride in Earl and pride in the Bahamas. And the Independence Gala, July 8th, is the Golden Soiree Party, like it's 1973. On July 9th, all roads lead to Clifford Park for the Golden Jubilee, an ecumenical service, a military tattoo, and a cultural show. Vendors open at 4 p.m. and the show begins at 5 p.m. After the fireworks at midnight, head downtown to Bay Street for the start of the People's Rush Junkanoo Parade. Beginning at 2 a.m. That's back to Clifford Park. And then 2 p.m. we're coming back to Clifford Park for the July 10th Family Day. Vendors will be open at 3. Culture show starts at 5. For more information on these and the other Golden Jubilee events, visit www.celebrate-bahamas.com. That's www.celebrate-bahamas.com. And that's not the word dash, the little dash thing you press on the computer now. or visit Celebrate Bahamas on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Yeah, but I'm excited. I was a little boy, and I remember I grew up on Infantry Road in Chippenham, so that's right down the road from Clifford Park, and Infantry Road was a parking lot. So I remember the excitement of independence. I remember turning in. I remember my cousins in the States came, and they were talking about it, and everybody's excited. So for me, this is a wonderful, wonderful experience to say that I'm here for the 50th anniversary of our independence. And to celebrate, speaking of celebrating independence, I have two good, good friends in here. One fellow who was kind of instrumental in me and sending me, caused me to get married. A good, good, good friend of mine's, and like a brother to me. Nehemiah Hill. How you doing, Nehemiah?
Hey, my brother. It's good. It's good to.
Even days in the porn, you know.
Yeah, it's good to. You know, I had a fellow walk up to me the other day. He said, "Nehemiah, you'll be surprised as to how many babies you helped to create."
No, see,
I don't know what he was saying. I just
my journey listeners. I can't say that because they get that this thing in their mind. They can say, "Ew."
No, it ain't no you. The reality of it all is if you came out on a Friday night to happy hour or a Saturday night when all the love songs are big. See, because we didn't play, like how they play soca music to end the night. We played love songs to end the night.
Yeah, that was good.
So when you went home, you know.
That was good times back. I remember them days. Yeah.
See how you done drifting? Look at you.
Let's get to the point because you're trying to cause problems. I get my Cresswell Ferguson, my good buddy, from Commonwealth Brewery. You know, I used to be in this business, so we all kind of know each other from all around, you know, seeing each other. Cresswell, how you doing?
I'm great, man. Very excited to talk about all of the great things that the Bay of the Bahamas has planned over the next few weeks and months.
You know, Sam, I always tell people this story. I think I had a part of naming Kalik.
Really?
And I'll tell you the story. Yeah. Back in the day when before Kalik was introduced in the 80s, the councilors had some, but they had the focus groups.
Yeah.
And I was invited to the focus group, and we talked about different. They showed us different names, and they showed us different symbols and all, and different logos and all that stuff. And I heavy was behind Kalik and relating Bear to the Junkanoo and all that stuff. So I tell you, better they accept it or not, I take in credit. I helped name Kalik, and then I got married shortly after Kalik was launched, and that was the only Bear I had at my wedding. Lots of cases. So I feel part of, this is all part of history, you see. When people say, what things have we done in the Bahamas? We've done a lot of different things. We may not be where we need to be as a country just yet, but it's been a lot of progress, and one of the progress is having our own Bear the Bahamas, Kalik. So what's going on with Kalik, and tell me what's happening with how you're celebrating independence.
Definitely. So you know that's a big year for the Bahamas, and anything big for the Bahamas is a big thing for Kalik, right? So as you mentioned, those focus groups 35 years ago led to one of the most dynamic and iconic Bahamian brands of all time. And in this campaign that we have planned this year, our theme is proud to be, right? We are proud to be Bahamian, and we're celebrating that there's over 400,000 unique ways to be Bahamian. So whether you like pancakes or boiled fish.
And I probably like all 400,000.
Hey,
except so sardine. I ain't no sardine either.
I like that too, man. Again, we are evolving, right? And we want to celebrate the past, present, and future of the Bahamas. So one of the things and why Mr. Heal is here today is because one of the first things that we've done, a big part of the campaign, is our very own special rendition of the national anthem. We're really excited about it, right? So we have cultural icons like Sweet Emily and Nehemiah Heal. But then at the same time, we celebrate some up-and-coming artists like Kelsey Marie, Judah the Lion, Carissa Smith, A Major, right? Okay. So we want to do as much as we can to connect and show that Kalik is the bear that connects us. And one of the things that we're doing, again, with the past and the future. So one of the things, Dr. Off, who's a big part of
Get involved.
Right? So again, past, present, and future, because if we forget where we come from.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very important. So even a part of this campaign, we have Tyrone Fitzgerald Jr. celebrating his father.
Wow.
With a short documentary. Awesome. He's talking about how important he was to the creation of Kalik, right? But one of the dynamic things that we're doing and going into the future, so yeah, about the metaverse and all of these different things, we're creating the Kalikverse, right? It's 2023, we're the Bear of the Bahamas, and we're progressing and moving forward. So as of 2 weeks ago, when you go to that bar, when you go to 700 Wines and Spirits, you'll see that some of those labels have the national anthem on it.
Commemorative labels,
yes, sir. So lift up your head, Steady Sandwood, March on Bahamaland, and that's part one. But part two is on the neck of the bottle. You'll see a QR code, right? And the one thing with COVID, there was some bad, but there was some good. So it showed us how to get familiarized with those QR codes.
Oh, yeah. I every time I see them on TV, I pull this stuff up to see. Yeah.
Exactly. So we put in our QR code and the future in your hand. So when you scan that QR code, if you have one of those limited edition labels right now, don't drink and drive. But when you get home and you open it, or if you're in a bar, you know, scan that QR code. When you scan that QR code, you'll be able to see this rendition of the National Anthem that features those cultural icons like Nehemiah Hill, like Sweet Emily, and a lot of the up-and-coming artists that I mentioned.
So if I'm lucky, when I leave from here and I scan my QR code, I might see Nehemiah singing the National Anthem.
It's not that you might, you will.
And I might be Emily on another one. I might have to get that right model.
You'll be able to see the full rendition. You'll be able to see everybody.
Okay, super.
So, again, I don't bother. I should have brought you a case now so we get a scan and enjoy it together.
Boy, but, listen, after the show then, because you know you can...
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, thank God Nehemiah got to pray for us.
Definitely. And one of the interesting things about 2023 is not only it's the 50th independence of the Bahamas, but it's the 35th anniversary of Calypso.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we have to do it big. And again, we're trying to celebrate, educate, because another thing that's going to be in the same QR code in this Calypso-verse is we're going to start to showcase cultural icons. So we already talked about Sweet Emily and Nehemiah Hill, right? So now we start to talk about Tony Williams, darling.
Super.
Percy Bowler Francis.
Super.
Overdose, who's up and coming legend, awesome. Right?
Yeah.
One of the first people we're going to have in there is Chef Simeon Hall.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So again, the celebration, that's something that we're doing on Friday, Charlotte Street. We're having a concert.
Yes, I saw that.
Among family, right? Educate, so talking about Dr. Off and the importance that he was and how important he was to creating this brand.
Okay.
And then with Chef Simeon Hall, when you go in the Calypso-verse, he'll show you how to make the perfect pot of boiled fish in 60 seconds, right? Mm. So we might be losing recipes, so Grammy might not tell you, but Calypso make sure that, again, we do as much as we can.
And if he's talking about making the perfect pot, he making that with Calypso. Oh, that could be right. Seasoned to the core. We got a caller. Let's take this caller. Caller, you're on the line. How are you doing?
Pleasant. Good evening, Pearly.
Hey, what's happening?
How y'all doing in there?
We good, Sparky. You want to make a lick? Ain't nobody.
And I can tell you some story I told you before. I'd bring things that y'all wouldn't even dream. Nehemiah
ain't in here, Sparky.
He ain't listening to you.
Is Nehemiah, guess what I'm holding in my hand?
What you holding in your hand?
You remember this book called... Hello?
He can hear you. Go ahead.
You remember this book called Roots, Rhythm, and Revival? A music tribute to Dr. Off?
Yeah,
I remember that. Uh-huh.
You remember the tribute that I organized for Dr. Off on September the 20th, 2002?
I remember.
At the Rainforest Theater?
In 2002.
Yes. Well, I hold in the magazine right in my hand right now with everything, the whole family.
Awesome. So
Dr. Wonderful. Off, Linda, everybody.
Wonderful.
You all know also that Dr. Off on that night was given a check for $60,000 by Tiger Finlayson.
I didn't know that I would have gone out.
Do you know that Dr. Off was the one that designed the logo for Calypso Bear?
No, I didn't know that.
The cowbell and the drum?
Super, yes. Okay.
Do you know that Dr. Off designed that and he won the contest and got $60,000 for that?
He worked for the company back in the day.
He was a marketing manager or something.
He was my successor. I was his successor.
He used to go around to all the nightclubs, give out all the pamphlets and all the...
Brand manager.
Right, or whatever it is. Uh-huh. So, you know, and this is a time when I'm, you know, there's a lot of good that went on in the 50 years. I was actually 22. When we rose that flag for the first time.
Yeah, I remember a couple.
I got on the fort to just take a walk. I go right to the great tree on the north side, right opposite the pole.
Uh-huh.
And opposite the podium where everybody's, the dignitaries sit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I can still sometimes I just go to that grape tree where I stand.
Yeah.
And I just sit right in that grape tree and I say, boy, when people don't know. The Nehemiah, I don't know who all was there that night, if anybody's old enough.
I was in there.
But the
I was
feeling
only
that we had that evening, you ever had that feeling, Nehemiah, when like chills go down your back, like something happened, like vibration go down your back and your hair rising and stuff when we saw that flag going up for the first time?
I remember my parents coming and talking about the excitement, Arthur Hanna displayed that day. Was like, hey, pull it down. And he was so excited to see the new flag up. A lot of that transcended all through the country. It was a good feeling. It was a really good feeling. Finger be lost. We lose Sparky. And can we get another caller? Caller, you on the line.
Good afternoon, guys. How you guys doing?
How you doing, my brother? All is well?
But anyhow, before I get into the independence, you know, you had some people on these talk shows. So had a bunch of more on these talk shows.
Uh-huh.
The internet still ain't waking on the park, my brother, saw you. Still ain't waking on the park.
Okay.
I need people wake up with acre.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I'm reading.
Okay.
And
I'm losing you.
And many places made the clicks. The clicks go so strong, you know, because they give me a case of beer, put in the shock.
Uh-huh.
And the clicks go so strong, man, you drink two or three of them, everybody knock out a different house. You know, because we do the Kong style, the cooking, the shock, and everything.
Yeah.
It was nice. I can remember Lisa Lennox, Booker Warfield. When I come out there to get the cardboard, I take my jug and get the clip regular right from the thing, you know, and just be cold and taste good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, I go right there and get a jug.
Okay.
And drink. You see, but everybody got there, and when they first had the competition,
uh-huh.
You know, because I used to wrestle with the Sox, but I retired now.
Okay.
Man, hey, it was nice. Anytime we travel, we represent the country, we carry lift whatever, to represent the country. We carry more and more candy, everything, we carry anything behemoth.
You got to.
See, the Moses school killing this country, man. See, all the other people got to understand. We will never get no blessing until we get rid of the Moses school. Go on and tell some people, you know. We will never get no blessing about
Bama. We can celebrate Bama. That's why I've been to Moses school after this weekend, okay? Had a time. I think I lost them.
Yeah, I think so.
So tell us more about what's happening on Friday.
Yeah, so definitely on Friday, we are partnering with the London. This event is going to be on Charlotte Street North. We're going to have a live performance by Visage, the back-to-back John Canoe Champs. And if anybody's familiar with the London, you know the chefs there are really amazing, right? So they are crafting some really interesting dishes, including Bohemian paella.
Oh,
so they're going to be trying a lot of different things. And we're going to have great Calique Bear specials the entire night. I hear there's going to be some fire dancers, some still walkers. So you're going to have a lot of entertainment, right? Because, again, as the Bear the Bahamas, we have to do as much as we can to celebrate and promote true Bahamian culture.
Of course, of course. We got another caller on the line. Caller, you on the line. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi there. I can hear you.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Hello.
Can you? I can hear you. Go ahead and talk.
Okay. Yes.
Listen to the phone. Listen to your radio.
Talk about it. When the Union Jack was up, there was hardly no breeze blowing.
Okay. It was still.
And then our flag went up. That the Union Jack was limp.
Right.
And then our flag went up. The flag started to blow. I don't know where the wind came, where the breeze came from.
Okay.
But it started to blow, and that was stuck with me all these years.
Wonderful.
You know, I'll be 68 in October.
Okay.
So I can remember that vividly.
Okay.
Good.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we have become a little technical difficulties because we're losing calls, but these memories are coming here today, I wanted to have a day like today talking about what has happened over the 50 years. And I'm going to keep saying, no, we're not where we need to be as a country just yet. But we're only 50 years old. And, you know, I bring the point that, you know, the Americans are 347 years old. The British are thousands of years old, and they still ain't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
But we're moving, things are happening, you know. And when you see we had dinghy boats, now we have a full force, defense force. You know, we used to have the drink, Bex and Heineken. Now we have Calique, our own bear of the Bahamas. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, are you with me?
Hello.
And don't listen to the radio. Listen to your phone.
No, I was trying to find out if I got cut off. You lost.
Yeah, no, we'll be having some problems. You got cut off, Sparky.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, like you say, Pearly, I'm nearby and all that stuff. You know, there's a lot of good that went on. But I think, you know, I think coming to 50, there's a lot of disappointment because I think at 1973, when we started, we was like coming down Centerville on skates.
Yeah.
So we were talking about going to the first world.
Yep.
That was the talk. The Prime Minister, he taking us to the first world, and every time we had campaign, there was get on board, ship of sails, Wolf Road, the University of Wolf. We was moving there, man. The first 10 years, I would say.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. The first 10 to 15 years of Mr. Pendleton rule.
Okay.
And I think what really happened was
what they refer to as the goons around him, started to feel their personal individual power.
I got you.
And started to take this, all for me, baby talk and friends, families, and lovers talk and all the negative things start creeping in. Then when we looked at it, then all of a sudden in 1992, everybody, hey, we wasn't tired of Mr. Pinlet, but we got tired of the goons.
I got you.
You know, like the person who was in the MP in charge of Bahamas Air. If you was going to the family or your friend or something like that, and you down the down there got your ticket, and then you get bumped off the plane because the MP called out there and said, put this one on and all that. All kind of foolishness started. So the only way to get rid of them people, you had to get rid of Mr. Pinlet.
I got you. I got you. But I want to keep this one positive today, though. So I want to talk about the good things that are happening because, you know, we're celebrating we're celebrating progress in terms of the promotion that Kalik is doing to promote the Bahamas, to celebrate 50 years of the Bahamas. Yes. Now, you tell me, when I put my phone to the neck, I can get to see everybody sing it?
Yep. So, again, we have that balance, right? Because, again, we celebrating the past, the present, and future.
Okay.
So, even after we talk about this, I definitely like to hear Mr. Hill talk about the experience.
I got to talk to him right now. Yeah, so, we got some things to talk about.
So, when you scan that QR code right now, if you have a limited edition label, you scan the QR code on the neck of the bottle. Give it about 2 or 3 seconds, but you hover your phone over it. Once you see that link, click through, and then you'll be able to see the full national anthem. And it showcases some of the best box scenery and backdrops that the Bahamas
has. I can't wait to do this. You know, this can happen but 10 seconds after I get off the show.
Yeah, definitely. It has to. And there's going to be more opportunity. So we hope we can play it today during the broadcast.
We play that pretty much at the end. So.
And we'll be sharing it on the Kalik social media channel, so make sure to look out for that. But again, it was an amazing celebration. And I mean, kudos to Mr. Timothy Gibson, who composed
the lyrics
to the national anthem. So now we have this opportunity to now celebrate it while we're celebrating 35 years of the Bay of the Bahamas and also the 50th independence of the country.
And I only enough to drink. We can Nehemiah Healy. We can talk to Nehemiah. We can take our first break, Mr. Producer. And when we come back, we got some things to talk about Nehemiah. We're going to talk about, you know, we don't celebrate enough of our icons and people that I call our celebrities. So we can hear a little bit about Nehemiah and his journey. We'll be right back. This is Talking Heads with Pearly.
This Independence Highlight is brought to you by Consumers' Choice, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, Bahama Odds and Ends, Y Cares, The Perfume Bar, C-File, John Bull, and McCartney Pharmacy.
The Commonwealth of the Bahamas was established by an Act of the British Parliament, which was passed on June 20, 1973, and took effect in the early hours of July 10, 1973, when thousands on Clifford Park witnessed for the first time the raising of the Bahamian flag after the Union Jack was lowered for the last time in this land, ending 325 years of British rule.
Independence Highlight brought to you by Consumers' Choice, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, Bahama Odds and Ends, Y Cares, The Perfume Bar, C-File, John Bull and McCartney Pharmacy.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, Dream Big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Mix has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good!
And we're back with Talking Heads and Noddy. We call this Independence Celebration Day with Kalik. You know, and I'm excited about the commemorative label. I'm excited to get my QR code scanned, and that can happen real soon. But I'm going to read a text. Hey, Pearlie, you're doing a D good job, bro. But Noddy on sabbatical, eh? Noddy had a couple of days off to do some things, and then supposed to be back today and call me, say he's still sitting at the airport waiting to get on the plane, but don't call the airline. I ain't going to call that name. So, I can do it.
We're celebrating
Bahamas independence. Yeah. So, we ain't gonna call a name. We can leave that right. You ain't gonna call me and say, call a name. Listen, I have some good friends in my travels in life. And one of my most favorite bands of all time has been Visage. No, let me back it up. Has been High Voltage, Bahaman. From there was High Voltage, and when I met the lady that carried my name for a while and married me and had my three children, she worked at a place called the Grand Hotel. And say, let's go ahead and take you to see La Pointe because we have the best band in the world there. And we go in there.
Baby making experience right now.
And Friday happy hour. Everett was the food and beverage manager at the time. And then this guy named Nehemiah, he was like, we'll just do this. I knew Isaiah very well. Knew Fred extremely well. And everybody, let's just do this. And I got to know this guy named Nehemiah Hill. And I got the chance to watch him progress over the years and the years and the years. And one time ago, I think it was back in 04, somewhere around there, Patti LaBelle came to town. And these people made the mistake of asking somebody to come up there and sing with her. And Nehemiah got up there and made the country proud. I think he kind of shamed a little bit, though. How you doing,
buddy? Patti LaBelle?
No, I don't say shame. No,
never.
No, nobody could carry your voice, but you stood there. And I think you held your own in terms of everybody else couldn't carry the note with you. I mean, you stuck with her, and then you not been on, I don't know what you call it.
It was a nice little trade-off.
Yeah.
It was a nice little trade-off.
That was wonderful.
It was a really wonderful experience.
Yeah. And really I can see the proudness, those of us are behemoths, and say, look at our boy up there with the greatest.
Yeah.
Up there with the greatest.
Yeah.
How you been, bro?
I've been good, man.
You're going from, I don't want to say from bad boy, you're going from a man of the world to the man of the kingdom.
I still live in the world,
but I'm
really pursuing the kingdom right now.
Uh-huh. What's been going on with you? Tell me what's happening.
I've been in seminary for the last 2 years. I'm now on to my master's degree.
Theological
Seminary in Biblical Studies and Theology.
Okay.
So that's been going pretty well, you know. Church, I've been working in ministry for the last, September's going to make 16 years.
Which church, yeah?
At Mount Tabor Church.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a new senior pastor. Pastor Rikino Munker.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Bishop Ellis has since retired since I've been there, and he's just been focused on what's going on the international scene with the Global United Fellowship. And so we're in transition. We're transitioning to a different kind of thing, and it's a wonderful experience. I've never been through a transition before, but this is a wonderful experience.
Super.
Yeah,
and now we're honoring you as a Bohemian icon.
I'm
had opportunities to sing the national anthem on many, many occasions.
Mm-hmm.
So us to see that one of you featuring in this and featured in our independence, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I was privileged to be called, but let me go back a little bit. Before national anthems, I sang one of the first Click commercials.
Okay.
Yeah, Herschel and I.
You remember?
I wrote it. You get a feeling, the kind of feeling you wish would never end. Won the gold medal because the taste is right. It'll make you feel real nice. Oh, it was brewed right here in the Bahama land after the work of play, just drink, collect, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like a little song.
There you go. Cool.
Yeah,
there
so, go. Yeah, and so to be called all these years later to share in a, not creation, but a collaboration of the Sweet Emily and Judah the Lion and some of the new artists that I haven't even met yet. I met Carissa.
Okay.
But to actually be in a situation where you can share, you know, this stage of my career with them is a wonderful experience. That's 50 wonderful. Years.
50. 50. You've years. Been in the business 50 years?
I've been
years?
In the business for 42 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet you start out, not behind there, you started singing at school, singing
A little bit. A little bit in school, but I got my professional career began with Average Age in 1981.
I remember that band.
You remember that
yeah,
band?
Uh-huh.
Should have seen by the look in my
yes,
eye.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I had a really privileged and special career. I'm grateful. I live in a spirit of gratitude every time when I think of just being a young man that came into Nassau from Cooperstown, Abaco at 7 years old and going through the school system and, you know, from a busboy to a waiter to being a lead singer of a band and progressing from there on to where I'm at right now.
So are you totally out of that business now, singing in a band?
Every now and then I get an opportunity. Falcon, who's my old boss, he would call me to do a convention gig for him, and I'll definitely oblige him because he's been really, really
he's good people.
To me.
Falcon
he's
is been, really
he's
good
been
people.
Really, really good to me. So whenever I get the chance, maybe on stage with T-Connections tomorrow night. I've done that with them before.
Okay.
Not tomorrow night, on Saturday
night.
So I've done that with them before. So, you know, growing up idolizing these guys and then having the opportunity to share the same platform with them is a wonderful experience. Wonderful experience.
I can imagine. So just being there in the audience experience has been a wonderful experience.
Yeah, wonderful
me, so.
Experience. And I've had the opportunity to share stages with a whole lot of international acts.
We didn't talk about Patty, Average Age Band. Who else?
B.B. King, before he passed, I was traveling with Lenny Gravitz at one point.
Yeah, I know that much.
And we were doing a rock and roll legends performance at the White House.
Okay.
And we did sound check, and Melissa Etheridge was supposed to be singing with B.B. King that night, and her flight was late. So they just, out of the blue, called me and asked me to come and ask if I could sing Melissa Etheridge part. I said, I don't even know this song. So they said, it's easy. You can, you know, we'll take you to a trailer. You'll listen to the song a couple of times and then you'll run it through with Mr. B.B. King, you know. And I went to the trailer. I learned the song. And when I got to the stage to run it with B.B. King, all these people running in this big tent where they was hosting it. I was like, what's going on? Like, everybody wanted to know who was singing. So that was a privilege.
Wow.
That was a privilege to have Bill Clinton walk up to you and say, man, you could sing.
Wow.
And I tell people I live the American dream because that's what Americans want to hear.
Yeah.
I'm a Bahamian.
Bahamian, they're living a dream.
Yeah. You know? We don't trip out on stuff like that.
So you do a lot of gospel music now?
No, I sing in church.
Okay.
I've recorded a lot of gospel music, won Cacique Awards, and
album, a gospel album.
Gospel singles. And that's been a wonderful experience. I mean, to actually be lead singer of a group and then go on to establish a solo career in Japan and then come home and then transition into gospel music and to be able to still maintain even in the gospel arena, it's a good feat for me.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So do you think about coming doing a gospel album later in life or?
I wanna continue to do gospel music, but we're looking into the future with my studies. I'm seeing myself more as a teacher. I think there's a lot of fallacies that needs to be fixed.
And teaching in a high school?
No, I just want to be teaching in the gospel and at the same time still talk about or sing if I need to sing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I see that as a collaboration or a combination working in tandem with each other. You know what I mean?
So the song that we'll see when we do the QR code, is this something that you recorded prior to putting it on? So this is something they all got together, like a We Are the World kind of production?
Yeah, kind of. But different times, different, you know, this person here, that kind of stuff.
So who was the engineer for that?
Chris A.
And you know, I'm trying to find a name, but so on Chris. On the video, we work with Kong Boy Studios.
Okay.
I don't know the name of that producer for you right now, but...
I think it's Chris.
The one thing we're really proud of with all the marketing that we do, we work with local creatives, whether it comes to audio engineering, creating instrumentals, the production that we do, because we want to make sure that we do as much as we can to celebrate Bahamas Island, right? The Bear the Bahamas, we need to stay here.
That's good, man.
So Friday, we're having the celebration. Is anything else coming up for the summer?
So our first celebration is this Friday on Charlotte Street. That's our Collect Junkanoo Street Party.
Uh-huh.
And then we have our Made in the Bahamas Music Festival scheduled for later this month at the farm on July 28th. Again, it's the Bear the Bahamas, so these events are absolutely
free. And all Bahamian music?
All Bahamian music, all day, all the time. And of course, we got to finish with our Junkanoo, right?
Because
that collect, that's the sound of the cowbell. So
yes,
no
it
matter
is. Valley in your belly?
That's at the core of what
see,
it means.
See, now, hold on with your valley. You know what? Let's take this call. I'll call you
from
there. We can talk Junkanoo in a minute. Let's take this call, and I got something to say. Call up.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
JJ.
Hey,
Top chef.
Let the people know, and I certainly know you as my little brother, eh?
Yes, you are.
We travel all over the world, represent this great country.
Yes, you are.
Hey, I let them know we get the four level clothes by trailing the washers and driving super wash, make our money.
People still don't believe me when I tell them that, JJ.
Speak up along with all this money hard, and we ain't shame to something saying. Buddy, you know, I love you to death. And look here, all I got to say, keep it good with my brother.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thanks for calling in.
Man.
We can take the next call. Call you on air. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Top shape. Don't listen to your radio. Now turn your radio down. Talk to the phone.
I'm a little bit surprised that you guys ain't mentioning none of the gospel persons like Miles Monroe, Simeon Hall. I mean, not because this music, you know, why are we just concentrating on this? We're not concentrating on everybody who have contributed to this great country of ours.
See, that's why we have these shows, so people like you could call in and keep me online. If I miss, I expect you to call and tell me.
Yeah, but I know.
Some people tell me because I went to SAC, I'm supposed to know everything. No, I don't know everything, so I, you know.
But I didn't hear them say that when I scan, or when anybody scan, they're going to see person like Marjorie or Simeon.
You're talking bear, so you're talking about the Bahamian music, and then it may not. I don't want to say the word appropriate, but not every reverend would want his picture or likeness on something like that.
I understand.
So that's probably the route we go. All right, we got to keep it right.
You need to do well,
you know,
there's a time to fun.
There's a time to praise.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Now I heard you saying you want to be a teacher. Be one of the best, okay?
Thank you very much, sir. I will.
All the best, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. I am a Viking. I'm from Chippenham. I am a Viking.
You like the scrap gang.
You can say whatever you want to say. I know what I am in my life. The Vikings don't exist anymore, per se, as a group, a junk in a group. No. But I have family members and friends who are Valley, family members and friends who are family members and friends who are roots, particularly from Chippingham, family members and friends who are Saxons. All, right? Yeah. But I give all hell. When my friends come in from the valley, I tell them you're coming forward. When my cousins, I have a cousin I rush for the family, and every Christmas dinner I mess with them and say, but y'all getting forward again. And then we start, mummy, them is getting mad, so we having a row with family dinner.
Questwell, I'm going to let you respond.
I just love John Canoe. I love John Canoe, and I love all John Canoe. I dance to the valley. I dance to the Saxons. I dance to the roots. I dance to Genesis. I dance to all.
Yeah, I'm the same way, right? You know? We talk about that cultural referendum. Yeah. John Canoe can divide us and bring us together.
Yes, right? It can.
And talking about Dr. Off, he's one of the pioneers and originators of the scrap group.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
So, again, when we look at this collect verse and this content that's coming out, when we're celebrating Dr. Off, that's going to be a big part of the story that his son tells in terms of his impact to the culture of the Bahamas and the development of collect as a brand.
I want to personally congratulate you guys, man. You guys have been steady.
Yes.
I think a lot of the church communities are drinking Rattlers.
Yes.
I mean, I like the way you're using the natural flavors from the fruits. That's a good thing, man. You're not catering just to one side. You're catering to all Bahamians.
And
at the end of the day, you make your choice as to what it is that you want to do. And that's what life is about, making your choice.
Yeah. And Kalik always has promoted drinking responsibly.
Yeah.
Always.
And indulging responsibly. You can have a good time without having an overboard good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know what my limits are. And I had a couple I know in to say, okay.
Yeah.
We put it aside till the next day.
We'll walk you home.
No, one thing with me, I got to be in control.
Yeah.
I have to be in total control of what I'm doing. So I'm very careful.
Yeah, the key is to enjoy the journey.
Yes.
Drink the bear, don't let the bear drink you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I tell people life is a moment. And you must learn how to make every moment count.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's about that simple.
But I'm excited. I want to congratulate Kalik for this promotion. We look forward to I look forward to scanning my neck. And I also look forward to Friday. The bottleneck. See, you got to stop laughing. You're a Christian man now, you know.
Eventually, all Bahamians would be able to see the video.
Yes.
But for you who want to, you know, see it now, you like that instant feeling. So you get the instant feeling, but with that, you get the benefit of seeing the video.
Yeah, and the whole thing is about seeing the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what it's about. And again, we got that mix. We got Sweet Emily, Nehemiah Hill, Judah the Lion, Kelsey Marie, Carissa Smith, and we got A Major, right? So, and also we want to shout out the producer. It was mixed and mastered by Calvin, Mr. C. Parker, and Chavez, Big Bezzy Parker. So that's Architects Audio Group, and they did a tremendous job. Again, we're not recreating the national anthem.
Okay.
We're just adding a little flavor and showcasing the different styles of vocal talent that we have locally.
Okay.
And I know Kermit has the audio, so hopefully we can play that before
so the Kermit, show. So Kermit, we're almost to that time. So Kermit, can we play it now? Because I would like to hear it and then have a couple minutes just to wrap up and talk about it a minute. So can we hear it now, Kermit, please?
Your hand to the rising sun, Bahamaland, march on to glory, your bright banners waving high. See how the world must sing onward, march together to a common loftier goal. Sturdy sunward,
go the weather,
hide the wine and treasure.
Lift up your head to the right. Lift up your head.
the rising sun. To the rising sun.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that really that shows.
Was awesome.
That shows the full diversity of what we are as a country. That one little rendition right there.
Yeah.
You get to hear all the different flavors of music to a major degree, the styles of voices that's being used on the project. I think it really tells a lot about who we are in 50 years. Because at one point we was Calypso.
Yeah,
Then we went
talented country.
Yeah, that's we what have we are diversified little nation.
Yeah,
sure. Little nation. I'm proud.
That was awesome. I'm proud. That was super. That's all I can say. It was awesome. It was that was one of the best renditions I've ever heard in my 50 as
whoa, good.
That is really good.
Because you've been there.
That was really really good. And people should be using that now. It's new. We've been hearing, and not knocking what we've been hearing in the past. We've been, you know, they're all good. But this is something different and new, and this is featuring icons of our country. This is featuring people who've come out there and give their all. And you could hear the passion. You could hear it. And you could hear the distinction in the voice and the man.
Yeah.
That was really good stuff. Yeah, Nehemiah Proud.
Thank you, sir.
Very good stuff.
Yeah. We got that iconic homegrown talent, the up-and-coming artist. Shout out to the Architects Audio Group who did an amazing job putting that all together.
Yeah.
Kong Boy Studios who did an amazing job putting the video together. Blue Orchid Advertising Agency who definitely provided some creative support to help us bring this across the finish line. So we're really proud of what we're able to present, and we're proud that all of it is homegrown talent, and to celebrate and showcase that is first and foremost for everything that we want to do, because it's not about the Bear, it's about the Bahamas, right?
Yeah.
As long as we celebrating Bahamians, we all in this party together.
Proud to be.
The Bear, we drinking while we do it.
Proud to be Bahamian.
Recommend you, man.
Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for being here. When we come back after the 5 o'clock hour, we can talk about sports. Somebody yesterday asked me to come up with who I thought was the greatest players of a bunch of sports. So I'm going to give you who I thought was the greatest. But I'm also going to give you who I think is the greatest Bahamian baseball player, basketball player, boxer, and all of that stuff.
Elijah Obed.
And I'll be the Earl's pick. So when we get back, we'll be talking sports. Want to thank Nehemiah. Want to thank Cresswell for joining us. Get your click. Scan the QR code and so you can hear what's going on. You've been listening to Talking Heads with Pearly. We'll see you after the news.
Bloody Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
when faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, Visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The B3As will host the 2023 National Track and Field Championship July 5th through 7th. Who will have bragging rights when it's all said and done? Stephen Gardner, women's javelin, NCAA champion, Remo Ottomar, or Carifta record holder, Kimera Strong, women's 100 meters, Andronique Strawn, or Anthea Charlton, just to name a few. Mark the date, July 5th through 7th, the B3As 2023 National Track and Field Championships at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. It's track and field at its best.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' butter pecan crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' butter pecan donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we're back with Talking Heads Sports Version here on this great July 5th, 2023, 5 days before Independence and 2 days for that great day in July. How's everybody doing out there? That conversation in the first hour was really cool, and it's an awesome display. One of the texts, this text just put it so well, absolutely powerful. Absolutely powerful. That touched me. And I ain't as corny as that, boy, but wow. that was something nice. So, Wednesday, hump day. What's happening out there? Nice day, you know. Not too bad. Not too bad. Sports-wise, not too good for me. But Bahama Games coming up. Today is the first day of the National Track and Field Championships. Beginning right now, actually. So, I'm going to head out there. I want to see that 100-meter finals. So that starts today, goes on till tomorrow, and then Friday. And then on Saturday is the opening of the Bahamas Games. I'm excited about that. Our team's arriving today. So this is a good week. This is really good. You got Pearly Birthday. You got the National Track and Field Championships. You got the Bahama Games. What more you want to ask for? You can't ask for nothing better than that for the first few days of July and get us right into the summer groove and all that stuff. All right, you know, and you can celebrate for me. You go and enjoy the collect day on Charlotte Street and have fun there. And you know, tip one to me. Happy birthday, Pearly. So, what's happening today in sports history? What's been going on this July 5th? 2023. Today is Wednesday, the July 5th, 2023. Today in sports history, on this day in 1947, Larry Doby pinch hit for the Cleveland Indians against the Chicago White Sox. The event made him the first black player to play in the American League. In 1975, Arthur Ashe became the first African-American man to win a Wimbledon singles title when he defeated Jimmy Connors in four sets. And actually, the stadium in New York is called the Arthur Ashe Stadium. In 1997, Martina Hingis, at age 16, became the youngest Wimbledon winner in 110 years when she beat Jana Novanta in the women's finals. In 1998, Roger Clemens of the Toronto Blue Jays at the time got his 3,000th career strikeout. And in 2005, Roger Federer won his 15th Grand Slam tennis title. And the sports quote for the day is, "I don't like the 50s, you know. I appreciate Elvis, but I'm not a big fan. I'm not a rockabilly fan, and the 60s and early 70s were, to me, the greatest times to live." Brett Hull. Brett Hull. He could be in the money there for one of the great hockey players. That's what's happening in today in sports history, everybody. It's kind of cool, and you know, it's kind of cool is when I see some of these things, I remember some of these things that I may have witnessed. I may have seen. I remember Arthur Ashe winning. I thought that was great. People from all walks of life were praising that and what he did. Boy, that's some good stuff. What's happening in the local scene in sports and the headline and the Guardian sports page today? This is wonderful. Bahamas games get underway on Friday. Family Islanders begin coming in today. Miller wins bronze medal in CAC game. Sean Miller Jr. Is that Sean H.'s brother? Won a bronze medal in the CAC games. And Jazz placed on injured list again. Jazz Chisholm has been hurt again, I think. What did they say? I heard oblique, you know. Yeah, left oblique injury. That's not too good. That's not too good. Speaking on injured list, great Clayton Kershaw also is out. He's on the list. And another stunner to me. It's yesterday when I turned on the TV and found out that Dustin May has to have surgery again. They're going to clean up the Tommy John surgery he had, and he has a tendon to be replaced. So he's going to be gone for the rest of this season and probably the first half of next season. You probably won't see him till the All-Star break next year, if you see him then. That's a blow. Boy, I know. As Dodger fans, we can get over it, though. But so it'll be interesting to see what the Dodgers do between now and the end of the month for the trade deadline. Will they rent a player? Will they put something into some player? We know everybody keeps saying Shohei is coming to the Dodgers, and I keep talking about that, but it'll be interesting to see if they go after somebody else we're not even looking at. Somebody who may have another 2 or 3 years on his contract and we could get him, because Dodgers got talent now. We got trade bait. We got trade bait. We got third base. We got outfielders. We got pitchers. We got enough. We got enough to bait you and say, listen, hey, we can send you something. So baseball trading is a little different than NBA or NFL. With the NBA, you can get a player, but you can get draft picks. NFL, you can get a player, or you may not even get a player. Let's get draft picks. Baseball, player for player. But you may not get a major league. You may get a minor league player. So you'll send me what they call two prospects. So let's say the Dodgers with the choke go after Sean, and they may sell Miguel Vargas and Bobby Miller, two prospects or somebody like that, or Michael Bush, some prospects like that. So that's gonna be for us to watch and see what's going on there. I'm concerned, but hey, it's July. Better to be hurt in July than to be hurt in September and October. So what's going on out there? Yesterday somebody texted me and asked me what I identify who my greatest players of all time are. And I know in this show we talk a lot about international sports, and we try also to bring on local sports and talk about flag football and track and field and other things like that. So I started to write something down today, but I said, you know, if I write something down, it may cause a little problem. So what we can do here is I'm going to ask people to go ahead, and you can call in and let me know at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text me at 422-4796 to let me know who you think your greatest players are. And we can go down the line, you know. We can go down the line and say who we think. And let's start off the top with track and field. Now, many people say, who you think is the greatest track and field athlete of all time? And I look at two people. I look at Usain Bolt, who probably is the greatest sprinter of all time, and the one and the two, or Michael Johnson from two and the four. So, but when I look at who's the greatest in Bahamian history, being a sock man, I gotta go with Sean A. Miller. But I don't want to forget athletes who have paved the way, and I had an opportunity yesterday to speak to one of the greatest sprinters that ever come out of the best school in the whole wide world, St. Augustine's College, and who was able to represent the Bahamas, not just represent the St. Augustine's, but represent Bahamas in Carifta, College, Olympics, and that's Aurelie Fowler. We had a wonderful conversation yesterday. I was so happy to see her. She's home to celebrate, and she came home to celebrate independence, and to be family and friends here for independence. So her and I had a good talk. We're gonna link up. We can spend some time together because we both came out of the class of 79 in SAC. Let's look at baseball. All right. So some people would say, who was the greatest baseball player of all time? And out of sheer love and thing, you say Jackie Robinson because of what he has set for baseball. And then you can sit down and argue over some other people. But who do you think one of the greatest players in baseball is in the Bahamas? And the name Eddie Ford comes up every time to me. Because the guy could have pitched. He was like the Babe Ruth. He could pitch, hit for power, hit for average. He played center field. He could cover the center field like any center fielder you know. Throw you out. So that would be who I would vote for in baseball. And then we go to basketball. And so my love is my head says Michael Jordan, my heart says Kobe Bryant. So I'm gonna leave that there, and anybody want to confront me on that, because some friends will say Larry Bird, and so some other people may say LeBron James, but my head says Michael Jordan, my heart says Kobe Bryant, and then we look at who could probably be the greatest basketball player in Bahamian history, and then you tend to want to say people like Michael Thompson or Rick Fox or Buddy Hield because they made it to the NBA, but you had some fellas like Sterling Kwant and Peter Gilkert, the late Peter Gilkert, who did some wonderful things for local basketball, you know. Richie DeCoupier, Adley, and others like that, who's done wonderful things for basketball in this country. So Jordan's out there like that. And then if we look at soccer in the world, you know, as far as I can say, Pele, but you got people say Lionel Messi or Ronaldo, who would be the greatest in the Bahamas? Names like Sam Haven come to me. And Lionel Haven, those guys who have done some great things for this country in soccer. When they had no stadium, and used to go right over the hill into Fort Charlotte and get opportunity to watch soccer on Sunday afternoons. So many times they couldn't wait to get out. I used to go to 8, 9 o'clock mass so I could get away and dash over the fort so I could watch some soccer. Mr. Producer, we got a caller on the line. Let's see what's out. Caller, you on the line, what you saying?
Yes. Listen here, Purdy.
we
got to don't forget some of our athletes. You see the same Mike Sanks, he could have run the one, the two, and the four.
Yes, and he represented the Bahamas in the Olympics level, yes. Yes.
And then you had Sabandi, Steve Hanna.
See, probably, yes.
Triple jump,
yes.
Long jump,
yes.
He could have run the one, the two,
yes.
And the four.
Yes, yes.
Very, very, very good. When the old stadium, when was time, when we used to have those different sports meet, when was time for the triple, the long jump, everybody moved down to the pit.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's sad now, you know, what really took place, you
yes,
know, with him. And,
yes, I know.
You
I,
know,
it,
when
it hurts my heart.
I always
yes.
said somehow they could have let him, you know, talk to him, and if he could have be sober enough even to present some medal.
Yeah, yeah.
That might click.
Yeah,
and do something for him because
yeah.
he was really, really great.
He did great for this country. Him and
very,
and
very,
if you want to talk long jumping, and you look
thing,
at You're talking another long. Thing here. Not to cut you off, but you're talking long jump. You can't leave out Shaunell Ferguson.
Oh yes, Shaunell Ferguson.
Who was the NCAA champion?
And then you had Joey Wells.
The late, the great Joey Wells.
He could have run the 100, 200. Yes. He could have done long jump.
Yeah. So you know, it's hard to say who's the greatest because you know we had different eras of athletes. So yeah. That's why I throw some names. So then I ask, you know, anybody else who wants to come in and throw a name on there.
Marianne Higgs.
All day, all night with Marianne. I used to sing that song. Then she come in.
I can remember that grifter. Yes, that she grifter. Had to run that girl down in that car system and then the grifter.
Yes, yes. And she got Dawson C. Award. Yes, yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. So you got these names coming up. And you know, I don't want to say who. And it's like, this is a pearly pick. So when I say this is the greatest, people would probably be able to call in and argue and say, hey, yeah, I could pick this one over that one, or I could pick that one over this one. I could, you know, so sometimes you got to look at, you know, and if you look at boxing, you never can say anybody would be greater than the great Elijah Obed, and then, you know, or Ray Minus Jr. They would be my top two right there. And I had opportunities to watch both of them fight, and I had opportunities to meet both of them. So, and then, of course, internationally, the greatest boxer of all time is Muhammad Ali, and nobody else could take that place there. And then, you know, we look at ice hockey, and somebody say Brett Hull, but, you know, Wayne Gretzky is the greatest of all time in ice hockey. So, and I'm sure, I wish my good friend Clint Johnson could give me a call to argue that point, but him being a huge non-Gretzky fan, I would think. Boy, that's interesting. To look at all the different sporting events and decide who we think would be the greatest, you know. And we can have arguments of everybody. Somebody say, oh, Michael Jordan, then, you know, and I got my young cousin, with shout out to LeBron from, you know, but it depends on which. I was able to watch Will Chamberlain play and Bill Russell play as a little boy. And then I grew up, in the 70s, watching Artis Gilmore and Dr. J. And then in the 80s, you watching Magic Johnson. And then in the 90s, you're watching Michael Jordan, and the 2000s, Kobe Bryant, and then in the 2010s, and watching LeBron James and others, and Steph Curry and those players. But there's also opportunities that we had to over these years going to the AFID gym or the Donald Davis gym to watch. And I'll never forget, I think it was a Caribbean championship, and watching the Bahamas and Trinidad play in the finals, and watching people like Dakri Johnson carrying this country, and I'll never forget a shot that came off the rim and Dakri caught it and slammed it back down, and I thought AFID, the seats were going to break. People went nuts in experiencing things like this. And even in over the years in the different Bahama games we've held, and knowing that I had family members that came to the family from the family islands to Nassau, and I had a cousin, she didn't want to stay at the time. Government High was the dorm. She didn't want to stay there. She wanted to come stay with us because she knew what my mom was cooking. So I had to get special permission, and then I go pick her up and bring in chipping arms so she could eat good, and then you drop her back because she didn't like the food there, but she wanted some of my meat cooking and some of that good Inagua food. So over the 50 years, we've had great athletes that come to this country. Fantastic. I mean, some boxers like Boston Blackie and Baby Boy Roll, people like that. And then we look at the track stars that the gentleman called, the names of the gentleman called off, and then you look at the baseball stars. And we've watched sports, and this country developed the point that we've got a Jazz Chisholm now as the starting center fielder, second baseman, second fielder for the Miami Marlins, starting in the major leagues. I remember Randy Ford pitched his first game. I can remember that clearly, and talking and fellas talking about it. I remember when Ed and Bristol dropped the bunt in the 1975 World Series, and being from Chippenham and knowing Ed from two areas we call Harlem McRae Street, and listening to all the fellas talking about that and bragging about that and having a time to talk about that, you know, and talk about the experience we had and watching Ed and Bristol jump in Cincinnati Reds, man. And being a Dodger fan, it's hard being a Dodger fan, not pulling for Ed and Bristol, knowing they be in the same division, the Reds and the Dodgers in the same division. And I'm a diehard, cut me night bleed Dodger blue Dodger fan to say, I can't pull for Ed and Bristol. And listen to all the fellas in Chippenham said, how you could not pull? And knowing that the first baseball glove I ever got was given to me by a man called C. Egg Taylor, Bob Taylor, who got that from Ed and Bristol. Or who we all affectionately call Ambry. So these experiences, you know, and when we talk about a country of 50 years and look at our sporting prowess, the things that we've done in sports, we've won Carifta. Because the way Jamaica's developing, but as a small country of 400,000 people to go up against millions of people like that, we've won Carifta. We were ranked third in the world in soft, fast pitch softball. Only the Americans and the Canadians could beat us. People, pitchers like Richard the Lionheart Johnson pitching for us and Colin Josie Wells and all them stuff, who pitching for the Bahamas, Kung Fu, you know. These are players that people remember, and knowing the rivalry that Luther had with New Providence in softball, knowing the rivalry that Bimini had with New Providence in baseball, where a lot of New Providence fellas went to Bimini to play for baseball, and some of us may have row about it, fuss about it, but it made it exciting to go to the sports center and have such a good time to watch the Becks Bees, the Slits, the Harlem Raiders, and Del Jean and St. Pauli Girl Barons, you know. And watch Kirk Stomper Smith and other fellas like that who brought history to our country in terms of sporting events, or going to watch American football and the late Philip Major who played for a team I call the Becks Bombers, and he shout Bombers in the house, shake them boom. These, you know, you sit down and I've been for the last couple of days just reminiscing over sporting events that have happened in this country and different things that I've had the privilege of experiencing myself, going to the Carifta games and going to different games and going to an exhibition boxing match where Muhammad Ali came into town and he boxed and he did a small exhibition with Elijah Obed. I didn't get to see the drama in Bahama because I was off in college when Muhammad Ali fought Trevor Burbick, but my dad was able to tell me about it and family members tell me all about it. These are experiences that a small country that we've had over the 50 years that we can talk about, and sporting-wise, some successes we've had, things we've won. When you watch the Golden Girls for the first time winning that gold medal, winning the silver girls and then becoming the Golden Girls, and then watching the guys win the 4x4, you know, you got family growing up in the States and they think all ever Americans are the greatest, and you able to beat them. And I could call New York and tease my cousin Vince and say, we beat you, we win this. Or call my cousin in Palm Beach, Marvin, and tease him. These are the kind of experiences and kind of history-making things that we must cherish. It may not sound like a whole lot to some people, but it means a lot. It means a lot in parts of, and to me at least, in terms of, I can say these are things that I saw my country succeed, sporting-wise. You know, things that I've witnessed sporting-wise. That we'd be able to host, I think it was the senior CAC champions back in 1980 or somewhere around 81. Don't quote my dates. And the first time I watched and watching the walking race, and the Mexicans half killed the Bahamas and that, and we thought it was so funny to see those kind of races because we exposed to the 1, the 2, and the 4. You might see the 800. We don't watch the 1500 because that take too long. 3000 take too long. But they didn't take as long as they used to back then as they are now. And to see that we've had young people in the studio earlier in the week, that to watch the young man from St. John's who's the javelin throw, who's ranked in the top 10 in the world in the javelin today, and his younger sister who also was a ninth grade at St. Augustine's who's a great javelin thrower, and the young Nabi, young lady from Queen's College who won medals in the Carifta Games, 2 gold medals in the Carifta Games. This history-making stuff, you know. This stuff that we see history-making when we watch our guy's been the mixed relays in the world and in the world relays. To know that we're able to host events like the world relays here in the Bahamas. You know, a lot of people don't know that we used to have car racing here back in the day. And Hawthorne Road and a lot of Oaksfield, those roads are named after great car racers, race car drivers who came to the Bahamas to race. We don't know a lot about these things here that we had. And stuff, and knowing before we had the Kendall Isaacs gym, yeah, you just go play in the AFID gym, and you better get, because it's hot, used to be hot, and you get to the gym early because you want to get in, and you watch the great games with the Kentucky Colonels and the Becks Cougars, with Sterling Quant and those against Peter Gilchrist. These are things of history that we don't talk about enough and we don't remember. You know, it was awesome. And, you know, you want to go out, and it was always that you had that big brother. C. Ike Taylor was like my big brother who took me to the baseball games all the time. and to go to see softball and the great Henry Trotty Woods from Bahamas, the late great Henry Trotty Woods used to take me to see softball as a little boy. So when I sit down and reminisce over these things and talk about these things, this history in the making, and these some wonderful things in history. But before I get too mushy and get too sentimental, we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some more Bahamian history and talk a little bit more about our 50th anniversary. And we'll take a look at what's going on in the Major League and NFL and the NBA. This is Talking Heads and Naughty. This is your boy Pearly holding on for Naughty. We'll be right back.
For the Michael Scooter Reed Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, taking place July 24 to the 30th at the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Call 601-4842 for more information. Powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation. It's game time.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important, so no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
As the Bahamas observes 50 years of independence, the Nassau Guardian is doing something special for our readers. During the week of July 3rd, as we count down to Independence Day, we will roll out a series of publications to mark this momentous occasion. We will remember the events that led us to becoming a nation state. We will trace our development over the last 5 decades, and we will consider where we want to be in the next 50. You don't want to miss our exciting lineup of independent supplements, as each is guaranteed to be a keepsake. Happy Independence, Bahamas, from the Nassau Guardian, your trusted source for news.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good!
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're back. Talking Heads, Talking Sports with Naughty. The final 10, we're going to have a little conversation with Colin Cowherd. He's going to talk about what Michael Vick has to say about Tua Tagovailoa. I pulled for this fella and can never say his last name. So we can talk about that. Dolphins quarterback Tua. He's going to have some advice for him. So we'll see what he has to say there. I'm see what Colin thinks about it and what Michael Vick thinks about it. But yeah, I was just sitting here running down memory lane and talking about the success we've had as a sporting nation over the 50 years. And for this little nation now, take mind now, what are we doing? You got countries of millions of people, you ain't touch what the Bahamas could do. You get some countries with millions of people, you never win a track medal. And we got one bunch, we got Shawnee, we got Stevie, we got the Golden Boys, we got a ton of medals. We've done well, and Frank Rutherford, who's the first track and field in 1992 to win a medal for the Bahamas in the triple jump. We can never forget what Frank Rutherford has done for this country. My good friend, my dear friend, you know, like a brother, you know, and we can't forget what the pioneers of, and I call the pioneers, the Orly Fowlers and the Marianne Higgs, the Frank Rutherfords, the Bradley Coopers, the Laverne Eves, you know, and I know I can get a phone call, oh, you ain't called this name, you ain't called that name, but I am a sports fanatic, so I've watched every sporting event in this country and supported it. We got a text coming. Hey, Pearly, in slow pitch softball, the Defense Force Floaters won 14 straight championships. Those guys were very good. Yes. Every time he hits, Defense Force Floaters, Defense Force Floaters. And then that great league out on the Southern Recreation Grounds, the Old Timers League, Jesse Butkus Ferguson from St. Francis Church. One time I asked the church after Jason, let's go get something to beer. But that's what you're talking about. He said, you can't eat on an empty stomach. I said, no, you can't drink on empty stomach. I mean, no, you can't eat on an empty stomach. That's the last time I met with him after church. I went straight home after that. But people like Jesse the Butkus Ferguson, who was a modified pitch, old timers legend, but who also is one of the greatest quarterbacks to play football in this country. One of the greatest quarterbacks to play football in this country. And sports was the life of many of this country. We you know, every sporting event that we played, we excelled in. You know, and people like and Russia Cartwright and Oral Hudson and these volleyball players, you know. I'm getting myself all in problems now. I'm forgetting to call all these the right names. Some of the great women volleyball players, you know, some of the great women I'll be playing. And the names slip in my mind. And babies, please don't kill me for this. You can come to me. I can call your name a little later. Young ladies I got who I knew in high school and watched them play through the night leads and Shelly Hudson and in the night leads who excelled in volleyball in this country. And I took a spin at night league for a short period of time, a very short period of time. But you could have found something to do almost every evening when sports was going on in this country and going and friendship and watching the fun they used to have at the games and rows and the back and forth and all the camaraderie in sports and all that. And then after the game, they go to a particular place, a particular club, and hang out after the game and have drinks and just talk and enjoy life. Bankers softball was one of the greatest times of my life. Because you had a mix of those of us who thought we were ball players playing Bankers League, but also playing with fellows who were ball players. Richard the Lionheart Johnson and Brother Dean and all those who played and who played in the Bankers League and also played in the night league. So the competition was there and we held our own. We held our own in many ways. So Scotia Bank dominated it for many years. But these are the type of things that we can't forget these things in our history. You know? But say, hey, you sad guy, how long Kershaw will be out? How sharp shooter the late Ruben Cheetah Knowles? How sharp shooter the late Ruben Cheetah Knowles in basket? There you go. There you go. See, that's the kind of stuff. Kershaw for 15. He's on the DL for 15. These are the things you can't forget our history, and you got to continue to talk about them and bring them up. Because I know if I mention some of the names of my sons, they're going to be like, Daddy, what you talking about? Who you talking about? But I can forget about them. I'm not going to forget about them. Ain't nothing much going on out there internationally. I'm in the NBA, Dame Lillard, the Trailblazers, ain't no rush to trade him. So, D-Hops, nobody, he ain't signed up in the NFL yet. Dalvin Cook ain't signed with nobody yet. Things, so, you know, and the Americans have had their independence, so they doing a little partying too. So a lot of things slow down and not a lot happening right now. Baseball is in its peak right now. Dodgers lost last night. That's what y'all were hearing, right? Yeah, Dodgers lost last night. And the injuries are getting to us right now. But I'll always say this, and I'll continue saying this, is better to lose and suffer in June than to suffer in June and July, then to suffer in September, October. Dodgers lost the Pirates 9-7. Scored runs. Just couldn't stop anybody last night from scoring. The Reds beat the Nationals 8-4. The Yankees were all over the Orioles 8-4. Miami. Ooh. And you know, Jazz is out for a while. And let's keep him in our prayers that he'll be back soon. Miami's all over the Cardinals 15-2. The Rangers over the Red Sox 6-2. Kansas City lost to Minnesota 9-3. Cubs beat the Brewers in 11 in 7-6. Phillies beat the Tampa Bay Rays. And they saw the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. I keep thinking they dropped the devil part. Everything getting so politically correct in America. Ha. They beat the 3-1. Diamondback lost to the Mets 8-5. Astros beat the Rockies 4-1. Every National League West team lost yesterday. The Mariners beat the Giants 6-0. Athletes beat the Tigers in 10, 1-0. Only, yeah, but not everyone. The Padres won. They beat the Angels 8-5. And they lost, and the Angels lost Trout day before yesterday, and now they lost Ohtani in a blister. I don't know how he's going to long be out, but them blisters could be irritating for weeks. Braves lost in 10 to the Guardians, and Toronto beat the Chicago White Sox 3-1. Then who we got on today? Then you got the Dodgers. Again at 10 o'clock tonight, got the Pirates. Bobby Miller pitching tonight, their rookie sensation. I keep calling it rookie sensation. Miami is hosting the Cardinals. The Rays are hosting the Phillies. All these are 6:40 games. The Tigers are hosting the Athletics. And then at 7:05, you've got the Nationals hosting the Reds. The Yankees are hosting the Orioles. The Red Sox are hosting the Rangers. The Guardians are hosting the Braves. Then at 7:40, the Twins hosting the Royals. And then at 8 o'clock, 8:10, you got the White Sox hosting the Blue Jays. The Brewers hosting the Cubs. The Padres hosting the Angels. And then at 9:05, you got the Giants hosting the Mariners. And then at 9:40, the Diamondbacks are hosting the Mets. And then a game earlier today, the Houston Astros beat the Colorado Rockies. All right, get that tongue together. 6-4. And like Moses Malone used to say, faux. Then tonight, you've got a good game in the Phoenix and WNBA. And listen, people, women's sports, off the chain. You got to start paying some attention and watching a little bit of it, you know? It's been fun to watch. But WNBA tonight, the Phoenix Mercury will be at New York Liberty. That's Jonquel Jones and the New York Liberty. Minnesota Lynx host the Indiana Fever. The defending Las Vegas Aces will host the Dallas Wings. And the Miami Sparks are hosting Atlanta Dream. And then Wimbledon is going on. I've not been following Wimbledon too much. I don't know why. I'm not a huge, but you know, even if you talk about tennis, you talk about Mark Knowles, who's probably the greatest tennis player ever. Leo Roll, another great player. And there were many tournaments, and these guys represent our country well and did well for our country. So we talk about those athletes. You know, in just about every sporting discipline, we probably can name a Bahamian that did well. All right? That did well. You know, so Derwent Knowles as the first Bahamian to win an Olympic medal in sailing. Our country has some history of sports. And over the years, we've done super, super, super well in the last 50, even much better. And it all results that the government has taken an effort in creating a Ministry of Youth and Sports and Culture and putting some funds into these athletes and subventions and stuff like that. But, you know, I always say there's never enough. It's never, ever enough. We need more because, I mean, these athletes are going all out. And what it takes them to survive and having a conversation with them and finding out what it takes them to survive, you spend $1,500, $2,000 just on supplements. Supplements just to keep your body right. And these are legal supplements. So imagine what it costs to be an athlete and give you your all. Oh, yeah. Someone say Bankers League. Oh, yeah. Wonderful memories from the mid-80s. Yeah. That used to be great. That used to be great stuff. And we love a game like the CIBC against Scotia. And then afterwards, the two teams go out and light a grill at somebody's house and get some drinks and stuff. And then you get in trouble because you ain't reaching home till after certain time in the night when you should have done been home a long time. But just having fun, good, clean fun and enjoying life. So like I said, when we look at sports in this country over the last 50 years, we've done really well as a country. We've held our own on the world stage, in boxing, in basketball, in baseball, and even in looking at and some people we've had in American football. In the Denver, I can't remember, Ed Turner. I'm playing for the Denver Broncos defensive end. I hope I didn't say the wrong name. We've done in track and field. We've done in tennis in terms of Mark Knowles making it to Wimbledon and making it and playing in the circuit. So we can't complain about not being able to say somebody did something in every sport. And when we have kids go off to college and excel in college, Division I, II, and III schools. Small schools like St. Lilson Jones University in Minnesota, people like Trevor Bergsov and Jeff Cawley and Burke Williams and Earl Hudson go there and leave a record. And the late Uncle Lou, Leviticus Adley, who's probably one of the greatest wrestlers in NCAA Division II, III history. And we have athletes that go and be national, and Sabandi and Sean L. Ferguson, who are national NCAA track and field champions, and Sean A., NCAA champion, and Devin Charlton, who's representing our country. My cousin Phaedra Seymour, Big Ten, represent our country. So we have a lot to be proud of as a country. We have a lot to be proud of as a nation. We have a lot to be proud of in the athletic world in the Bahamas. We've represented well, and you can't complain at all about how we've represented our country. Well, folks, Colin, we have to take one more break, and when we come back from the break, we'll have Colin Cowherd talking a little bit what Michael Vick has to say about Tua. It's been a great. I was supposed to be gone from yesterday, so back here today is unexpectedly. I'm happy I was able to spend some time with you. Do something. Ed Smith, thank you so much. Ed Smith, Denver Bronco defensive end. Thank you so much. Representing the Bahamas. But it was fun being here talking with you. Hopefully, I think I'll be back next week for a couple of days when Naughty takes vacation again. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you for all the callers. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to Click. Don't forget to send my thanks. And we look forward to talking to you real soon again. This has been Pearly holding on for Talking Heads. We're going to take the break. And when we come back, Colin Cowherd is going to talk about what Michael Vick has to say to Tua of the Miami Dolphins. See you later.
Bahamas games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
Shopping is so rewarding. With my Fidelity credit card, I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity. We're good for
you. Click is proud to be 50. Click is taking the celebration to Charlotte Street, July 7th, for an All Bahamian Street Party. The Click All Bahamian Street Party will feature a live performance by Visage, a special Bahamian menu from the chefs at the London, Click beer specials all night, and a late night Junkanoo rush hour. Click's Junkanoo Street Party, July 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on Charlotte Street, featuring Visage and a Junkanoo rush hour. Click, the beer of the Bahamas, reminds you to drink responsibly.
Months now, and I know you guys are sick of it, especially Miami Dolphins fans. Well, we got some Dolphins news this week. So Miami is really set up right now. I just saw another media outlet had the Miami Dolphins having the fourth best roster heading into this NFL season. Fourth! I was stunned. Ahead of San Francisco, ahead of Cincinnati, ahead of my beloved Jets. And you start to look around at the Dolphins, and you're like, man, a lot of noise. They got out of Jalen Ramsey. Bradley Chubb is back, coming off the edge. Tyreek Hill. They've got Jalen Waddle. This team is loaded offensively. And then comes Tua. And I saw Fox's NFL analyst Mike Vick talked about Tua and needing to stay healthy. And Mike Vick, who I am a massive fan of, by the way, I went to Virginia Tech like Mike Vick. I covered his first college football game where he flipped into the end zone. I've talked to him about it here at Fox. Vick is just an outstanding guy when it comes to quarterback in the NFL. Here's what he had to say about Tua this offseason.
So I just think he's got to bulk up a little bit, get a little bit bigger.
Holding it for like the third straight year. Pass block. Let me remind people, I know they're rebuilding it for like the third straight year. Pass block win rate is a stat that, you know, some of these advanced metric guys came up with. Miami's offensive line ranked 24th. In the league last year. And I've got a Tua stat. I'm going to hit you with it in a second that you're not going to be happy with. it's weird. Tua, we're hearing Mike Vick talk about bulking up. Earlier this season, it was Tua is learning Brazilian jiu-jitsu so he can land better when he gets ragdolled. It was weird. One of the producers this morning was like, geez, is Tua auditioning for John Wick 5? Like, what's going on? He's bulking up and he's working on Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So essentially, we're hearing everything about Tua except, oh, the pressure in Miami where he's in the toughest division in the NFL. The Jets, my beloved Jets, have added Aaron Rodgers. Okay? The Patriots now have an offensive coordinator in Bill O'Brien, the genius. He's going to solve and fix Mac Jones. And the Buffalo Bills, I don't love the Buffalo Bills. We got some Josh Allen thoughts coming up. But they won 13 games last year. They were pretty damn good. All of the pressure in the world is on Tua. And oh, by the way, I'm sure you guys have followed. He was in that quarterback draft where Burrow went one. Herbert was drafted right ahead of Tua. All we're hearing about Herbert this offseason and Joe Burrow is, oh, hey, did you see Joe Burrow at that big party in the Hamptons over the weekend? Hollywood Joe living it up with Beyonce and all the cool people. And Justin Herbert, just how much money is he going to get? How big are they going to go for Justin Herbert, the great quarterback, who, by the way, says nothing. He's the best dull interview you will find. No storylines with Justin Herbert. And what's his money number going to be? Because everybody is looking at Tua going into his final year and not knowing how much money he's going to get paid. So Tua not only has the pressure where his star wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, is like, yeah, he's got bulk up, gain a little weight. Him and Mike Vick agree. Tua's good. He's the missing Jenga piece to the puzzle. So Tua's got to gain weight. He's got to fall better. He's got to carry the fourth best roster in the league. I just want to remind Miami Dolphins fans, the last time you won a playoff game was over two decades ago. The futility in Miami is comical. No pressure, Tua. Hey, you just got to land better, be heavier, carry this bad, bad historically team that has a great roster. And oh, by the way, if you do it and stay healthy, you're going to get paid. And don't bother looking over your shoulder. The guy they got from the Jets, your backup quarterback, Mike White, you know, he's only, I think, started something like seven games in his career, but he's been pretty damn good in a few of them. But you don't have to worry about him because you're going to stay healthy, right? I got a lot of questions for Tua. I'm a little concerned about him. And these stats, I'll hammer it home with this, folks. Our crack team here at the Herd came up with a pretty amazing stat. So Tua's put up a lot of good numbers in his career. Are you ready for this? Tua, look at this, folks. Against non-playoff teams, it's like Tua playing at Alabama going against Directional University State. Okay? He's carving them up 16-4. Look at these numbers. Staggering. And then Tua faces playoff teams. And did you see what happened down the stretch last year? Struggled against the Packers. Interceptions galore on Christmas Day. Struggled against the Niners. Struggled in those pivotal four games right in December. Winning time. And he could not deliver. The numbers don't lie. The passer rating falls off a cliff. The interceptions up. Folks, Tua, all the pressure in the world, and he's struggled a bit against the good playoff teams. I'm a little worried about him. Listen, I'm rooting for Tua. I've said that many times on the show. I'm not a Dolphins fan, but I do root for Tua. He's a good story. But, folks, this is going to be a tough one for Tua if things go sideways in Miami this season. Alex, I know you're not a partial NFL fan, the way I am. I love my Jets. What's your NFL team?
Who's my NFL team? Well, I jumped on the Rams bandwagon once they came back to L.A. because growing up, I didn't really have a team. We had SC, Matt Leiner, and then Dodgers, Lakers. So once the Rams came back, it worked out nicely because it just so happened to be right around when they won a Super Bowl.
It was a good run. Rams fans, next hour, you're going to be a little upset with me, but we'll get to that next. Coming up next here on The Herd, Dame Lillard wants out of Portland, but what happened when he was leaving Houston? That was ugly. He did not want to play there. He wanted his little strip club tour across America right before the season started, showed up out of weight, not locked in. Then there was Brooklyn, that disaster. And now Philadelphia, James Harden demanding a trade, as everybody knows. But it's interesting because I want to take the Joel Embiid angle to this. Can you imagine what Joel Embiid has gone through since going to Philly? He was, I believe, the third overall pick in 2014. Embiid has been an ambassador for the sport. Everybody loves Joel Embiid. He's coming off an MVP season. And he's also had to deal with the process in Philadelphia. Sam Hinkie, of course, the mastermind behind it. He's also the mastermind behind this great quote, "You can't get to the moon by climbing a tree," right? You got to take big swings. You got to go for the moon, go for the glory. And Philadelphia has largely done that. But they're now in a tough spot because Joel Embiid, the reigning MVP in the NBA, is watching as Harden is demanding a trade. If you remember two summers ago, it was the Ben Simmons show where he didn't want to be there after the disaster against the Atlanta Hawks. Mind you, Embiid was not great in that game seven. And Embiid saw Ben Simmons showing up to practice. Remember, he had the phone in his pocket and the screen was lit as if he was just looking at his phone running through drills. Embiid's been through a lot in Philadelphia. And now he's got to watch his wingman, James Harden, demand a trade. Well, you know what? If I'm Joel Embiid, I'm walking into the front office of the Sixers. And by the way, he hung out with them a lot over the weekend at a party in the Hamptons. Embiid was there, PJ Tucker, James Harden, former owner of the Sixers, Michael Rubin threw the big bash. A lot of celebrities there. Tom Brady was in the house. And I just wonder if Embiid has the power and the wherewithal and the, you know, aggressiveness to say, if you can't get me a star in return for James Harden, just trade me. Just get me out of Philadelphia. Because I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot. Okay, I saw the Doc Rivers years, which were great. And then they were really bad, ugly. Ugly at the end between Doc Rivers and James Harden. And oh, by the way, the ownership situation in Philadelphia has changed. And oh, by the way, the process has been an unmitigated disaster. Joel Embiid is looking at around the league. He's saying, man, Nikola Jokic was the MVP twice. I beat him out this year for the MVP, and they built a title contender around him in Denver, of all places. Denver. I watched Giannis leapfrog right past me in the East. They built a title contender. Giannis now has a ring. I can't get to the gosh darn conference finals. Guys, what are we doing here? If I'm Joel Embiid, I am dead serious. Guys, we've had a good run. I've seen what happens when Harden demands a trade. I think I'm ready to go. And I would totally, 100% be behind Joel Embiid if he went to Philly and said, you know what, you're not going to get a star for James Harden, okay? I've seen some of these deals. I've seen the poo-poo platter that the Clippers are offering. Yeah, I like Norm Powell as much as the next guy. Norm Powell ain't changing the Sixers game. I see this Tobias Harris situation where he's promoting Crumble Cookie in terms of his trade value. I've seen all these three-team deals. Oh, we could get Dame Lillard. We could bring in Dame to join forces with Joel Embiid. Yeah, it's going to be a three-team deal that ends up costing you Tyrese Maxey. So now you're going to lose Maxey and Harden? Nothing makes sense in the Joel Embiid world. And there's all these Sixers fanboys out there sending me messages over the weekend. Hey, Jay, Harden could stay. He could just return to the Sixers. Oh, really? And run it back? Because that worked out so well in the postseason. Everybody remembers that. Harden, two awesome games against the Celtics. Dynamic in the fourth quarter. Hit game-winning threes he did in two of those games in the final minute. They had Boston on the ropes, and then what happened? What normally happens to James Harden teams in the playoffs is they choke city in game six, up in the fourth quarter. Gag. What happened in game seven? They get beat by 70 or 60, whatever it was, in Boston. Just another disaster in the postseason. And if I'm Joel Embiid, I'm looking at one team out there that makes a whole lot of sense. I know a lot of Lakers fans are dreaming of Joel Embiid. Hey, we would take Embiid for Anthony Davis in a heartbeat. Lakers fans, settle down. There's one team that makes all the sense in the world for Joel Embiid to land with. His former agent is a guy by the name of Leon Rose. He's now running the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks have a war chest of draft picks stockpiled where they can give the 76ers, hey, you guys want to restart the process? Why don't you ship Harden to the Clippers? Get whoever you want. And then once you send us, Joel Embiid, right up the I-95 corridor to New York City. Now, a lot of people will take this as, hey, Jay, you're a Knicks fan. The Sixers are never doing the deal. Let's remember, look at the history of Sixers GM Daryl Morey. He likes stars in Houston. T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, and Yao Ming. Then it was James Harden and Dwight Howard. Then it was James Harden and Chris Paul. Morey goes to Philly. What's he try? Ben Simmons. Plus Joel Embiid. Then it's, let's try Harden and Embiid. And he keeps swinging at two stars. It doesn't look like he's getting a second star. It feels to me like the Sixers are ready to reboot, ship Harden, ship Embiid, and start the process all over again. Just what 76ers fans want on this July 4th week. All right, let's pivot to the NFL quickly. Everybody on this show knows I've been just jamming New York Jets content down everybody's throat for the better part of 9 months.